This is why.
Yeah! Sorry.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We watch.
Touchdown, Georgia! Let the celebration begin.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is why we love
the Rich Eisen Show. Today's guest, Packers tackle David Bakhtiari, Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin, Tennessee State head coach Eddie George, 49ers linebacker Fred Warner, plus from HBO Max's Peacemaker, actor John Cena. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
My gosh, do we have a ton of activity on today's program. We're five wide, for crying out loud.
We're five wide.
There's no backs.
Run and shoot.
Thank goodness we've got the protection of David Bakhtiari of the Green Bay Packers. I guess we do have backs. We've got Eddie George, a 10,000-yard back, who's now that coach.
By the way,
coach.
If you just look at our lineup.
Yes, sir.
And run it in a run-and-shoot offense, we're doing pretty good.
So you got Bakhtiari.
Is protecting the blind side.
Eddie George to
we
my
got
right.
Eddie in the backfield, but he can probably like line up in the slot.
Right. Irv's barking for the ball.
Irv's out wide.
Yeah.
Cena could be like, you know, that Gronk-type tight end.
And then Fred Warner's what?
And then Fred Warner is just like holding it down on defense.
Or what? How about this? He's a Niner, which means he could
do everything.
He's a fullback.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm going to battle with this team today.
Excellent.
Who's the quarterback, though?
Me, obviously.
Oh.
What?
I mean,
what?
I mean, I played quarterback in high school, so yeah, it's me.
Brockman Bennett IV over there.
I mean, hello, ahoy, boy.
Stetson Brockman over there. Stetson Brockman.
And then he stepped on
hey,
the
Mike
ball.
Del Tufo, good to see you. Look at Brockman wearing his Georgia shirt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go Dogs!
The mother of his child has totally brought him to the dark side of SEC football.
Love it.
And Syracuse has absolutely pooped the bed
ever since
I got his coach to call in to wish him happy birthday 2 years ago. In case everybody's wondering out there, what happened to Syracuse football? It's because I got Dino Babers to call in to Chris Brockman two years ago to wish him happy birthday. And then they have absolutely, the bottom has fallen out.
Oh,
the cooler, Brockman, the old cooler.
Not great. But, so go Dogs.
Well, or Brockman can't be the cooler, because look what's happened ever since he and Sarah Tiana have gotten together and created a beautiful life in Cage Brockman. Braves have won a World Series, and George has won a national championship.
Wait, what has happened?
I don't know. I don't know. What a time. What a time in the great state of Georgia.
Amazing.
Hey, man, you know what? Stetson Bennett IV's career... you could basically say last night's game was the perfect embodiment of it, right?
For real.
Because it came out of the gate, walking on. Then he had to leave to go to junior college. Then he comes back, and he somehow, some way is the one that, you know, picks things up once Justin Fields hits the road and Fromm gets the run there. And then he finally gets a start eventually.
JT Daniels gets hurt,
and then all sorts of stuff happens. And then he turns into one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the school. So last night's game, perfect embodiment of it. He gets it, he starts, and he drops the football. And I'm sitting there, sitting at home myself. I'm like, how come he couldn't do that against Michigan? Where was this guy? Where was this guy who was short-arming throws and bouncing it and dropping footballs as he's running for a first down? That it looked like he was clear to have. And then that Georgia defense picks it up, don't they? Those Bulldogs know how to play some football on a defensive end, don't they? Well, they also have like 900-pound guys who can who can move like they weigh 9 pounds up front. And then they'll put them in blocking when they need their first touchdown of the game on the 1 yard line. Did you see Jordan Davis come in and play left tackle in that one for an unbalanced line? I'd say he puts the unbalanced and unbalanced lines, that guy.
I think you're right about that.
And then, I'm sorry, the name just flew out of my head. The other kid who sits who plays next to him, he was a fullback blocking.
Yeah, number 95. I don't know his name either. Gigantic dude.
N'Kobe Dean, I know him. I want him to play for the Jets. I'm just saying these things now. I don't care.
You do want him on the Jets.
I want him on the Jets in the worst way. So I want, because I don't see, he flies, his hat flies everywhere, man. And then there was that one play on the goal line last night where he was trying to cover Latu, right? And
Devontae Wyatt, number 95.
Yeah, okay. But he's trying to cover the tight end on Alabama, and he's got to go. He's being the play is meant for him to run into his own guy, but you're supposed to communicate right on defense so that doesn't happen. And the ball hit Alabama's receiver and popped up in the air. It actually is almost an interception for Georgia. And then he went right in his teammate's face, and he was just barking at him like all dogs bark. Like, you know, do your job, get out of my way, let me do my thing.
Right.
And did you see what his teammate did?
On the next play?
No. Not the next play. At that moment,
oh,
his teammate was like, I got it. Didn't like bark back at him. It's just like, okay, yeah, I just love the way they play defense.
And then on the next play, he got a sack.
Oh, man. And they kept it a field goal game. They took the lead and then lost the lead. And I got to tell you, I thought that game was over when Stetson Bennett was ruled to have fumbled it, and the Alabama defender who recovered what looked to everybody on the field as an incomplete pass, as a thrown football, because his arm was coming forward as the ball came out and flew out, and he just nonchalantly picked the ball up as he was running out of bounds, not knowing that he needed to keep his feet in bounds because that was actually a fumble and thus an actual fumble recovery. I thought when that came through replay and I saw the replay of the recovery, in quotes, and the fumble, in quotes, and I'm not just saying that because I don't think it was, that's what it was called. And I saw that replay look like nothing definitive to overrule the ruling on the field, that they were going to stick with the ruling on the field and give Alabama a short field. Chris, I got to tell you, I thought that was a wrap. I thought that was Alabama getting Alabama things to happen when Alabama things weren't happening on a scoreboard.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
I thought that was a wrap. I thought it was over. But, man, Stetson Bennett the fourth. And he sounds like a guy who, you know, whose family ran Yellowstone, right? And he is going to run a hedge fund that none of us are going to be allowed into one day. He can play football.
He's got some stones, man.
He can play.
He's got some moxie.
Looks like Timothy Chalamet and
good one.
Cleats.
Good one, yeah.
He can sling it. He can drop it in buckets, and he can just take the hits. And towards the end of the game, the guy was dropping the football to start. He was confident to let everyone know, oh, no, I was hit in the face. That's a touchdown. That flag's not on us. No, I got hit in the face. I just made that perfect throw and perfect execution while getting walloped by future first-round draft choices. And I love the fact that he was crying. Damn straight he should cry. Damn straight, he should start weeping when he realized it was his moment of victory with his team's moments of victory and his coach's moment of victory against the mentor who had his number. And it's just all sorts of amazing for Georgia fans. Congratulations. That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. And sure enough, Chris, we said yesterday leaving, what's going to be the more feasible storyline we're talking about today? Is it going to be Alabama still has Georgia's number, or that loss to Alabama is what Georgia needed? That loss to Alabama is kind of what they needed. It was kind of like hit them in the face. Yeah. Your defense is all-time great, but guess what? You can get got with the right scheme and the right quarterback and the right coaches going to scheme and play against you and the right skill players. Unfortunately for Alabama, they lost their best receiver in the middle of the game. But Alabama is supposed to. If there's any school, I almost said organization, which they are, let's be honest. If there's any organization or school for which and whom I just cannot countenance the, yeah, but they didn't have their best player, it's Alabama, who should have seven of your best players on their depth chart, 1 through 7.
Right.
Next man up. Yeah. You know what? They recruit next man up. They could win championships with next men up.
Yeah, the backups are five stars.
Please, I don't want to hear it.
So,
I don't want to hear it. The next, the fourth to next man up, they could actually win championships with there in Alabama. That's the way they recruit. And they tell kids, you know, you'll have to work your way in. And Georgia has similar setup there. That's what I heard when my team got spanked by them, that they had 45-star recruits and my team had seven. And thus, it's kind of neat and cool that all of those five-star recruits and all of those kids that just can play on Sundays soon, that all of those guys were led by a walk-on who had to go to junior college to come back and prove himself.
Right.
It's kind of cool that in the middle of all this NIL transfer portal craziness, it's still a guy named Stetson Bennett IV who had to bet on himself and believe in himself and play above what you would think he can do. And what he did was smoke a cigar like Joe Burrow walking off the field, picking confetti out of his Timothy Chalamet lid, getting ready to count his hedge fund money. He's an economics major, by the way. So,
and he's got a great hedge fund name.
It's
obviously
Stetson Bennett has thousands of dollars in AMC stock right now. You know it.
NFT,
don't you
NFT.
Think?
He, oh,
let me tell you something.
He might have a million in NFTs.
Let me tell you something. When you've got when you want to put your 401k in somebody's hands and you walk into the corner office of Stetson Bennett IV and you see all those photographs of championship days in Georgia behind him,
that's who I'm going to.
You're saying, here's my nest egg, sir.
Take it.
You grow it like you did for the Georgia Bulldogs in 2021.
Take it and don't think twice.
That's it.
I have no doubt that Stetson Bennett will be running for president somewhere in the time of the 40s.
Stetson Bennett.
I'm not sure if he's going to win, but
Thurston Howell III and Stetson Bennett IV. What a name! That's funny. Cooper's watching the game. He turns to me, and I texted you guys.
I know.
In the real time, he turns to me. Coop turns to me, and he goes, "Dad, who names their kid Stetson?" Quote unquote. So I sent that. I'm like, okay, I will send it to the comedian / Georgia Bulldog fan, and I'll let that one marinate. And she said, tell him it's a cowboy because Stetson's a cowboy hat.
Nice.
That's what the answer was. And then 2 hours later, I got an all caps,
a
much more, I think, probably bourbon infused all caps tweet. You know, does he still wonder why his name is Stetson? Who names their children Stetson?
Was this a tweet or a text?
It was all text.
Okay. All caps.
All text, man. All caps.
See,
does
that's
Cooper still want
right
to
there.
Know why his name is Stetson? All caps. Because she was like, I've got a national championship quarterback named Stetson Bennett IV. Congratulations to Georgia. That was really neat
awesome.
Stuff to see.
Very fun.
On a college gridiron last night. So, we'll talk about it all with you if you'd like to give a ring at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. David Bakhtiari is about to join us, gents.
Love it.
We have not spoken to him. I think the last time we spoke to him was in training camp after he delivered that birthday golf cart to Aaron Rodgers.
I think you're right about that.
And he was the guy saying, yeah, I didn't know he was coming back until he did, and then I gave him a golf cart and happy birthday. And I didn't even think to ask him how his knee was and how he was coming back and when he was coming back. And guess what? He's not back until just now. Not bad timing, huh? On to bye week for the one-seeded Packers.
Mid-August, we talked to David.
Yeah.
Bakhtiari.
Yeah. Wait till you hear my first question to him. It's going to be great.
Oh, goodness.
I think I'm going to come in hot.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
I think I'll come in hot. Don't worry. It's not a Hub Arkush type question. Don't worry.
God. I was done with that guy.
Michael Irvin wants to call in to Crow about him nailing the Dallas Cowboys record straight on. I don't think he did.
You don't?
No, I mean, we...
had two. Didn't he give it two tries?
I think he did give it two tries. I can't tell which I wrote down anymore. I should... Next year, just remind me to put initials
just
above who
it.
Did it.
Yeah,
whether it's a caller or a guest. There's a 10-7 in my book. There's a 13,
that was you.
That was me?
Yeah.
You there's were a 13-4 in my book. And there's an 11-6 in my book.
I think Irv is the 13.
Okay, so 13-4 was my first blush take, and then you guys yelled at me. So then I went down the list and said,
okay. I said
11, but then I was like, I really feel it's 12, but you guys.
So then did I not write Irv's in my book?
I think Irv might have been the 13 and 4 as well.
I think so.
I think we've tweeted it out.
But we definitely have a video.
I think we've got 45 minutes to get our ducks in a row. Normally I would think that could be done pre-show, but it's the way we do things sometimes.
Well, we're doing other things.
Eddie George is the head coach of Tennessee State football. Deion got another top recruit, by the way, last week. Snuck that one in during the Week 18 stuff. And so can't wait to talk to Eddie about his first season as an HC at an HBCU. And then, obviously, I'll ask him what he was up to the last Saturday in November. It's going to be great.
Come on.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I love it.
Please. I'm Arya Stark. You know that. They misspelled Michigan in the end zone last night in Indianapolis, by the way.
That's a shame.
Fred Warner of the sixth-seeded coming for T.J. Jefferson's Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco 49ers, and then John Cena on the program, man. Peacemaker himself is going to be here. This will be great stuff. You at 844-204-RICH, but let's be relatively on time for David Bakhtiari, shall we? The protector of Aaron Rodgers when we come back on The Rich Eisen Show.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on our terrestrial radio network. For those on our terrestrial radio network, you just listen to how the sausage gets made around here. Aren't you glad you're listening on terrestrial radio? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. He's one of our favorite guests, and last time we had him on, it was before the playing season, and he had just given his quarterback his own golf cart, and now they're the one seed, and he didn't play a single down until week 18. How about them apples? I know if you put those things together, it sounds like he's not a significant part of this team, but he definitely is.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to say that. He's David Bakhtiari of the offensive line of the one-seeded Green Bay Packers back here on the show. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me back on. I think our relationship's really starting to grow as I'm starting to come on a more regular basis. Well, it's about once a season.
Well, David, I hate to tell you, this is a Tuesday. Your quarterback has a regular Tuesday spot. You know, it's up to you. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Have your people talk to my people then.
Okay. People will talk.
Done.
People will talk. How you doing? What's going on, man? How was it to get back out there on the field in Detroit, first time since last December, two Decembers ago?
It was great. I mean, I miss being out there. You never really realize how much you appreciate something until it's taken from you. So for me, I just love being out there just with the guys, the camaraderie, competing, grinding, going through the adversity with them on the field. it was very it meant a lot to me, and it took more than enough time for me to get back out there. So I was very excited.
So is it true that you were planning to just be there with the guys, not suit up and play with the guys, and get back out there on the field for a divisional playoff game until Aaron Rodgers texted you? Is that a true story?
Yeah,
David?
So, the idea was, for me, I feel very confident. I played enough games. I don't really feel like I have, like, game jitters,
yes,
so to speak. And I know maybe some coaches, maybe like, well, we'd love to see, you know, can you do it? You know, they have that kind of idea of being worried of, like, you know, we don't want you having, any rust in a playoff game when it's do or die. Because for me personally, as long as I put back-to-back practices, I knock off the rust, I go through the mental gymnastics of certain plays and adjustments, aiming points in practice, I feel good. I don't really need, I've played more than enough games. But then, having Aaron, I think Aaron kind of wanted to see it as well with the coaches, so he kind of shot me a text, and I was like, all right, man, you know what? If you really, really want me out there, we've had such a long history together, I'll do this for you. Maybe you don't believe me when I tell you I don't have rust. I gave him a little shout. I'm like, I know, maybe you have a little more rust than me, as far as his week one dilemma. But, I mean, I went out there. It was pretty smooth. I felt good. And then middle of the series, I was like, you know what? I did more than I even wanted to. I just kind of kept rolling, and no one was even talking to me. I'm like, all right. I'm not going to try and, bite off more than I can chew on my first game back.
Yeah.
The game, the most important game is the actual playoff one. This is a good test. I think everyone's happy. I proved anything. Not that I really need to prove anything to them, but I proved them that I did fine in the game. So let's just call it a day.
27 snaps, I believe, is the actual count. So was Aaron, did he just say, hey, man, play, or was he passive-aggressive? What was he like? What was the text like?
No, he was really sweet about it. He texted me and said, hey, I really would love to see you out there this week. And that was pretty much the beginning of the conversation. And then I told him, I said, let me go through my week progression. I'm going to go Wednesday, I'm gonna take Thursday off, I'm going to go Friday. If I like how those 2 days feel, and we don't have any anomalies or variables come into play, then I'll strap it up with you and I'll be out there with you.
And because again, I mean, that's turf too. That's not frozen tundra. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
So that's not
the most ideal, not the most spongy surface for a knee joint.
Yeah. And so what was your rehab like, David? What was it like? And before we start turning to the page to playoffs, but in the past, what was that like?
It felt like it was never ending. I just kept at it, and I've never been through something like this before. So for me, it was figuring out what my new normal was without having any reference of what it was. So before, when I was about to return the first time, I'm like, this doesn't feel great at all. But I mean, I would assume you're not going to feel awesome or the same. But apparently, I guess what I was feeling was not normal for the new normal. So I had to go back in and do a cleanup, they call it a scope, and then I really started noticing, okay, this is how I'm supposed to feel. And then obviously with that, the other issue is now I have two surgeries underneath my belt, hadn't fully recovered from the first one yet, so my knee's not the happiest camper, so now it's just trying to get that to come back. And I'm just blessed and pleased that having good communication with the GM and this team, that they just they kept me on the roster and trusting me that I was going to back and give me every opportunity to come back in time.
David Bakhtiari here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know what else isn't normal? What's not normal is a team wins the conference regular season, right, to get the one seed, and then they get healthier. That's not normal. And it's both sides of the ball. It's not just you, right? It's Jair Alexander. It's Smith coming back too. What is the general sense around there about your chances to win a Super Bowl right now, David? What do you got for
that? I mean, that's the number one goal. We saw where we were last year. We have a really good – we have a great team, very balanced. We know where our eyes are set, and that's – I think you can kind of feel the confidence in the building, and especially with all of us kind of coming back, that kind of resets a new standard on each of those position groups as well. But at the end of the day, nothing's given, everything's earned. You got to go out there Saturday or Sunday, and you got to prove it. So if I think for us, we're excited for our opportunity, and we're just kind of chomping at the bit to see who our opponent is and get that week's, I guess, almost 2 weeks' work worth of work and go show it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, because I usually ask, hey, you know, is there the same sense as the last time you were there? And usually that's years apart, not like the next year, you know, like the next year where you got it again. If I'm not mistaken, it was the first time in Aaron Rodgers' career there was a home field advantage throughout, you know, with an NFC championship game at home for him, right? And so, because the year that he did have home field throughout never got to the NFC championship game, as Eli Manning, I think, pointed out during the Manning cast a couple weeks ago. So is it the same feeling or the same sense that last year we had this feeling we didn't get it, and that actually gives you a different footing here for January?
The feeling in the locker room is confidence, not arrogance, which I like. Last year we were very confident. We knew we had a really good team. And I think this year we have the same recipe. We had a really good team. Every year is different. But I'm hoping this year will be the same for the most part, but a little bit different, obviously, getting over that hump. Because, I mean, I'm 0-4 in the NFC Championship games, and I would love to finally get over that hump for my fifth one.
Wow. How is Rodgers different? He said he's out of Fs to give, he told Pat last week.
Yeah.
Do you sense that? Is it different?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I think, you know, he's really good at compartmentalizing. He's probably one of the best people I know at compartmentalizing a lot of things going on, not only just from a job perspective, but life perspective. So I'm glad that he's kind of blowing off a little bit of steam and kind of telling people how it is and not just harboring these emotions and resentments and really just being him, kind of speaking his mind, not really scared of, you know, any sort of backlash. I mean, he's a very bright, intelligent individual. It's okay to kind of show that, not just from a PC standpoint. So seeing him kind of tell people how it is, I think it's great. He definitely does it behind closed doors.
He does it behind closed doors with who? With his teammates and with folks?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When we have banter, you know, getting him riled up, getting him on certain topics, and getting him rolling, and it's fun. So, I think in anyone that is, you know, gets in front of a camera, has a big broadband when they speak, and it's being broadcast out there, you kind of like to temper some of those certain thoughts and sentiments. No, I mean, I'm happy for him that he's able to just let it out.
I know that, and I've said here before, some of the stuff that he is saying on outside of the sports world, you know, I don't see eye to eye with him on there, but the whole business of him not deserving the MVP because of it is ridiculous. How did that land with you, David?
I think it's hilarious. I think it's kind of, I mean, for me, the fact that it's even something that we're talking about, I think it's something that you can't sit back and, the only thing you can do is sit back and laugh at it. I mean, we're talking about, it's the most valuable player, football. We play football. So judge it for what it is. We're not, you know, it's not the most, you know, valuable person, not the most valuable, person in the world. We're talking about the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So judge the sport for what the sport is, because that's the integrity of getting MVP. So if we're going to, the voters or whoever votes for it, I didn't even know how they even go about it or who even gets put in those positions, but if they're going to start tainting how we're voting, then, I mean, that's their prerogative, and there's going to be ripple effects of that.
There's no doubt, and that's the only reason why I bring it up with you is because it's an actual voter who said it. You know what I mean? If it was just like somebody from somewhere that doesn't have the vote, I wouldn't be bringing it up to you. But that's an actual vote.
I'm hoping they just more wanted it for more like a publicity stunt or something. That is like, I'm hoping that was really what they're more going after is like,
no.
You know, because if that's really how they think, man, where are we trending?
David Bakhtiari here on the Rich Eisen Show. And I also had AJ Dillon on the other day. I love that guy. I'd never met him before. You know, wearing overalls, no shirt, and you know, I've met Aaron Jones and interviewed him before, and I think he's delightful too. But Dillon is kind of a guy that, you know, you can get rolling in the fourth quarter when you got to get this thing wrapped. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gives you that option as opposed to, well, Aaron's got to find Devontae with chips on the, you know, down and every, the game on the line, and obviously that's a good combination to have with the chips down and the game on the line. But Dylan gives you a different dimension, and I'm wondering what you in the line room thinks of that concept to wrap a game up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said before, we're a very balanced team, and even offensively we've gotten more balanced. Seeing him kind of come into his own and showing him more of his personality as compared to his rookie year, something I actually really enjoy. I've always enjoyed guys who perform on the football field and then start showing their personality and not the and personality in the locker room, not the other way around. I think kind of Clay kind of instilled that in me when I was younger. It's like, as long as you ball, you do what you want to do on the field, you can be whoever you want in the locker room. So we enjoy it. I think he's an entertaining guy. And I mean, you said it best. He's got those big legs, and he knows how to turn them. And he isn't someone that is going to go down by one, two, even maybe three guys. And that's dynamically for our offense.
Yeah,
adding that other element is great, especially when you talk about closing out a game. We need to get those little bit of yardage. We need him to kind of lean forward. We need to kind of beat up the defense. That's, you know, he fits that makeup and that mold to a T for what you want.
Well, David, I appreciate you coming on here and using your real voice instead of that video you put out of you being back, you know, back before and then retweeting it. That was frightening. My children saw it, but that's okay. We got through it. That's not weird at all, but that's, you know, it's okay. It's the way you express yourself. I appreciate it. Straightforward.
No, thank you. I always enjoy being on here.
Oh, no, absolutely. So my people will talk to you people about Tuesdays with David. We can do that. And part of your people, I guess, is Mike Del Tufo, my sound guy, who's got how many shares of Packer stock do you have?
Dose, but I gave one away.
Oh, so you only have one
share.
I really only
have one, so I was, I'm limited.
So he's still technically up the flow chart from you, David, with that one share. Is that cool?
Yeah, he definitely beat me.
See? You don't have it? Well, didn't A.J. Dillon get some? I think Dillon got some stock in the latest. Right? Did that happen? Yeah, I think
like a few Packers players.
So you didn't get you didn't get any Packers stock, David? Didn't do that?
No.
Too busy rehabbing and just getting ready?
Exactly. Okay. I got to keep the main focus
That's right. You have no money after you spend it on the golf cart too, right?
You're out. Exactly.
You tapped out.
I think I should have got a paper with that one right there.
Where's the golf cart now? That's got to be in some shed. And it's like 0 degrees out. You're not winging around in a golf cart, right?
No, we roll it all year.
Come on.
Every day going down to practice.
Are you serious? Nice cart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got all-terrain tires. In the front of it, we're prepared for anything that can happen.
So the all-terrain tires were on it when delivered during the summer in case of this moment where you may have to use it deep into January, into February as well. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. The only thing that I have a big issue when it comes to the cart is
how
he takes care of it. I'm like, can it get washed at least once? I mean, the salt is going to erode it.
It's an Aston Martin.
When I give a nice gift like that, I would at least expect for him to take, take decent care of it. But again, it's his gift. That's his. It's not mine.
Okay. And he doesn't tarp it? There's really? It's just the elements? Just go and eat it up?
Well, the nice thing is at least he puts it underneath the, we park in the loading dock here at the stadium because we have all our facility. Mm-hmm. Everything's all in-house in the stadium, and then we go drive out to practice. So at least it's covered.
Okay.
For the most part.
You're a good teammate, David.
Practice, it's outside.
You're a good teammate, man. You give him all terrain tires in August just in case in the event of just now. You play when he texts you, I'd like to see you out there. I mean, there may be eyes in Bakhtiari and David, but you're really a team player. So appreciate the time here, as always.
That's very nice of you, Rich. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, David. I know you don't do this a lot, so you'd be well, and let's chat down the line next couple weeks.
All right, y'all take care.
Right back at you. That's David Bakhtiari, everybody. He's back. He's back.
Phenomenal Jewish goodbye by you just now.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't like to say goodbye. I like to hunt and peck for a little more fun going out the door.
Stretch it at least 2 more minutes.
Yep. Did I do that?
Yeah. But it's okay. I'm proud of you.
Start winding it down.
It was winding down, and then we got back into the golf cart.
Yep.
Are you critiquing my interview
Absolutely
there?
Absolutely not. Okay. I'm listening to Irv.
Do we have a number?
Not yet. I just started.
Okay.
I'll have the number hopefully in the break.
Okay. We've got some Georgia Bulldog fans who want to call on Crow. Let's give him some time to do that. And then when we come back, we have an exclusive press release here on the Rich Eisen Show that I think you're all going to be excited to hear.
Okay. I can't wait to
does
hear.
Does it come with backpacks?
It does not come with backpacks. I don't know what that meant.
Honey buns.
Oh, gosh. No backpacks.
Brown envelopes.
No. No, again, wrong Tuesday show. Wrong Tuesday one.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network, you wanted this year's celebrations to be perfect and the perfect gifts for the whole family and the perfect meal for everyone gathered around the table. But as we all know, the holidays can be very expensive. Navy Federal Credit Union helps you take control of your finances after the holidays, which we're in right now. You can get a low APR on their Platinum credit card. It's their intro APR on their Platinum credit card. It's their lowest rate card, and it's a great tool to pay down debt. And beyond the holidays, Navy Federal even has multiple savings and investing options to help you get closer to your financial goals. They offer digital tools and educational resources to help you guide your decisions. With Navy Federal, you can automate your savings and investing to put your money to work for you, even as you sleep. Plus, you can buy fractional shares. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Message and data rates may apply. Saving products insured by NCUA and investment options are available through Navy Federal Investment Services and are not insured by NCUA. Al in Atlanta, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Al?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Are you drinking out of my mug? Are you drinking out of my mug yet?
I have not received the mug yet. Right. Trust me, you will know when I receive the mug.
Right,
a beautiful brunch will be ready for the show.
Okay.
I just want to know, Three-Bet Brockman.
Yeah, bud.
Was your house rocking like mine was last night with crystal, like, celebratory tumblers in hand?
It was very personal,
Al.
It was very festive last night in my house.
I meant to say popping. Meant to say, you know, celebrating, you know.
That's all
I said the wrong word. I messed it up. I was thinking that the whole time. But, it was greatness. I'm starting to think I'm being a little spoiled. I don't know what to do. Like, yes, I thought maybe we're going with alphabetical, you know, Braves win first, followed by the Bulldogs, but then the Falcons, they mess that one up for us. But you know what? You can't be too greedy, right?
No, Al, let me tell you, you can definitely be too greedy. And you got about 12 more parades to go in the next 15 years before you start to feel spoiled. Trust me.
Oh, my God. Just don't listen to him, Al.
Way
don't
to knock down the happiness.
I know exactly.
No, I'm saying feel happy.
No, you told him to feel happy, but then told him that you know it'll take a patriot like run for you to start feeling jaded. You know, and you don't talk to Al in Atlanta like that.
I agree, Chris.
I was being positive.
All right, Al. Thanks for the call. I took it the same way. Thanks for the call.
Because you guys never win.
He talks about me turning into me.
Basically, Chris was
that
like
was a Brockman turning into a Brockman.
No, basically, Brockman was like,
take a look at the Patriots.
No, I'm saying like he was talking about he started to feel spoiled because two of his teams won, and I'm like, don't feel spoiled.
Yeah,
feel happy.
I'm happy. I've been through the ultimate winning. You only won
when
once in 4 years.
I
just surfed him through a relationship because I had a baby with somebody.
Not.
You know, like that's why I'm not rooting for
Georgia.
I was
saying when your region wins 14 times in 20 years, then you can start to feel a little spoiled. Like these are happy times still.
Your region.
Now
what are you guys talking about?
Now do you see it?
I think you.
Now do you see it?
I think you take things a little weird, man. You do.
Region. I absolutely agree.
How do I take that
region?
Weird?
Like you're telling me I'm trolling you for posting something.
Hold
you're
on.
Like, what he was basically saying was like, don't feel guilty.
So
like,
yeah, don't feel guilty about being happy.
Yeah. He just told somebody who's never, I mean, Al's does not sound older than me, right?
No, Al sounds like he your sounds age. Our age, yeah.
You're right. When was the last time Georgia won the national championship in football?
1980.
Do you think he was alive in 1980?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you just basically told somebody.
Well, if he's our age, he absolutely was alive in 1980.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Your mic is off, Rich.
Uh-oh. I'm not on.
Oh, so, yeah, you're
so,
on.
So what? So basically what you're telling somebody is who's just felt something
totally
for the first time.
You totally took it the wrong way.
You told someone for the first time. Look, I've had the ultimate in winning. So let me tell you about feeling spoiled.
Exactly.
I don't think that's how he meant it.
This is from a guy whose team hasn't won in a very long time.
Yeah, so he
forgot what it's like. And I'm saying no.
Rich.
This is so exciting.
Rich.
Feel excited and feel happy.
Rich.
And don't feel spoiled. Feel excited.
You should feel spoiled when you experience the winning that I've experienced in another spot. By the way, on this one particular very heartbreaking occasion on your expense, Al, in Atlanta.
What's it like being inside your dome and like feeling
Rich,
like just
Rich.
Everybody is grieving?
I don't think I'm the outlier here.
You definitely are.
No,
you definitely are. You were the outlier on the troll thing, according to the YouTube comments.
I'm with Rich here. The region.
You don't have a team. You're not allowed to talk.
Yeah, Mike, you're that.
I'm in a region.
He's in a region.
And we had the Devils, the Rangers, the Giants,
Knicks,
the Yankees.
Nets.
In all, no, we did pretty good in a certain amount of, like, if you want to go 14
years. Yeah, no, the Yankees
years,
carried those.
Doesn't matter.
Years,
Devils won a cup. Devils won three.
Okay. Yeah, when the Yankees and Devils
Giants won a couple.
Yeah, so exactly. You know what it's like. You
well,
don't,
we know
don't,
what it's
don't
like.
Don't feel for, spoiled.
Yeah, but I could have said that to him, but I didn't.
He didn't say that. We didn't say that.
I was just reveling in his moment.
I was relating to Al on a level that we understand because our teams win titles.
Do you see?
I love Chris.
All we got to do is keep him talking.
Come on.
That's all you got to do is keep him talking, and he will reveal his true self.
I don't know, man.
And you're backing his play, TJ.
I'm backing the play because sometimes you take things that are innocently said, and then you kind of flip them, because you
don't.
Do it to me quite often in a way that it really had no meaning whatsoever.
You guys just don't. Look, you know what I do for a living? Excuse me. Let me tell you what I do for a living.
I see it every day. I'm looking at you.
No, I don't take things seriously. What I do for a living, what you have to do as a broadcaster. You're not a narrowcaster. They don't call it narrowcasting.
They
call it broadcasting for a reason, because you have to speak to a broad audience. You have to make sure they understand context and nuance in real time. Certainly when people will just say something and refer to something, and you know, because you have to constantly put yourselves into the shoes of the listener or viewer, that they don't have the context. You have to then provide the context. That's broadcasting. Sometimes you guys talk and don't realize what it sounds like to somebody who might be in other shoes. That's all I'm saying. He's talking to some guy who's never won before. Al in Atlanta took it the same way I did. He's like, what was that all about?
I don't think he did.
I think he did.
I don't think he did. Hey, Rich, next time your team wins, then we'll talk.
See what I'm saying?
Oh. Well, I mean, you kind of pushed them to it.
Then follows up with that.
Yeah, that's...
And undercuts his position.
No, I'm just undercutting you because you're just blowing this out of proportion.
All right, so then let's all agree on... we just disagreed on smack talk. You think it is not, I thought it was.
What I just did just
what
now?
What you just did, yeah.
Okay. Definitely not.
We can all agree
very positive.
What Joe Manganiello did on this program yesterday was full-on smack talk.
Oh, yeah.
Diehard Steeler fan Joe Manganiello, okay, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in their improbable extension of their season, correct?
Very much so.
Kansas City Chiefs, who have had some success in recent years after their Super Bowl championship, first one in 50 years when they had it a couple years ago. So I asked him a very simple question about the actor Eric Stonestreet, who worked a very long time on the highly successful television program Modern Family with his wife, Sofia Vergara.
Great show.
This is the exchange. I'm assuming you and Stonestreet are tight through your wife, right? So how is that working for next Sunday night for Steelers Chiefs? How are we working this one, Joe?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I really don't talk football with him. You know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, it's kind of like nouveau riche versus old money. You know, we wear it a little differently. You know what I mean? To somebody who just comes out of nowhere and starts winning, so there's a bit of a difference in how we carry ourselves.
Like a Rolex versus Richard Mille, kind of.
Oh, my.
Nothing wrong with the Richard Mille. I'll say that much.
Of course not.
Oh.
Just saying.
But I'm just saying, you know. That would be more like a diamond-encrusted Breitling or something. Wow. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a better answer than I could have ever imagined. There you go.
That was so funny.
So I, you know, you posted that on Twitter. I sent that to Stone Street.
He didn't respond on Twitter.
He responded with just to me by texting. Okay. Oh yes, I saw. Oh. Then last night, he sent me right around halftime of the national championship game.
Okay.
The following, put on the screen for immediate release. God. Statement from Eric Stone Street via his attorney, Mitchell Pritchett, on recent comments made by Mr. Joe Manganiello on The Rich Eisen Show. It's a full statement.
Mitchell Pritchett.
Mitchell Pritchett. Modern Family fans know exactly who that is. The Steelers have had a long, winning, and storied history in the NFL. And while true, the Steelers' record against the Chiefs is a winning 23-13, the Kansas City Chiefs are a forward-looking organization and fan base with hearts and eyes firmly planted on the task ahead of them both on Sunday and on the bright future moving forward with a destined Hall of Fame coach, an energetic and aggressive GM, and of course, a quarterback who many say could already be among the best of all time. Paragraph 2. Mr. Stone Street would encourage Mr. Manganiello to also look to the future and remind him what the great Gianni Versace said. I'm not interested in the past except as the road to the future, or what Thomas Jefferson once told him. I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past. All that being said, Mr. Stone Street is looking forward to the upcoming biopic, Big Ben, starring 75-year-old actor Ed O'Neill in the title role. Mr. Stone Street would finally ask Mr. Manganiello to pass along his well wishes and a general hola to his wife and Mr. Stone Street's former co-worker, Mrs. Sofia Vergara.
That is incredible.
For immediate release. That was embargoed for use until this very moment.
Wow.
Wow.
That is... Big Ben, new movie, starring 75-year-old actor Ed O'Neill. By the way, former Steeler for a cup of coffee in Chuck Noll's first training camp.
Yep.
Chuck Noll personally cut him.
And I would argue Ed probably moves better right now than Big Ben.
Leave it to you to pile on top of any Big Ben shade.
You know, that's what I do.
Well done, Eric Stone Street. Well, or Mitchell Pritchett.
Oh, sorry, Mitchell Pritchett.
His, I believe, betrothed and slash attorney.
Yeah. Yeah. Cam and Mitch.
That is just tremendous.
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic.
All right, so that was not the press release I was thinking.
Can I have that to post immediately on socials?
I shall send it to you, sir. It has now been released. Immediate release.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well done.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.